True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Mike Shope.
It's nothing you did.
It's not you, it's me.
It's not you, it's you, but you didn't cross me.
And the Bulldog.
Why did I choose? Why did I just stay in school?
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
With us now on the Westshore Hotline is Armando Salguero, who we never miss an opportunity to call. Yes, it's the Dolphins, and like we talked about last time Armando was on before week three, I guess, that we know he covers the whole league. But Armando, have I ever told you, and I hope this is okay to bring up on the air, that I am of Cuban heritage?
Not, you've never shared that information with me, oddly enough.
It's scant. It's a long time ago, and I'm not comparing myself to you in this department. But my great-grandfather was born in Havana. And his daughter, my great-grandmother, is who taught me to read. She was still alive when I was a young one, and she taught me to read. So I learned to read from a woman whose father was Cuban. How's that?
That's impressive. And still, I'm more Cuban than you.
Yes, there's no doubt about it. We will compare our Cubanness at some point. We just did.
I have nothing to offer here at all.
Yeah, Arturiano Smith. He moved to Buffalo as a grown man and was involved in trying to raise money and medical supplies for the Revolution. So turn of the century. And I have letters that were written to him from the then president. It wasn't a country yet. The plenipotentiary, I think it was called. It was a United States. Do you know, Armando? We didn't prep you. I don't know. I'm sorry for all of this. But yeah, like it's really cool. It's really cool that we have like stuff from those years.
I'm imagining Armando right now, like sort of taking the phone away from his face and like looking at it.
Every
and just
time.
Like, is this, did I, who called me again? Was it Zach? What's going on?
Tomas Estrada Palma, first president of Cuba. And every time, at least there's one moment with Armando where one of us feels like he's just going to hang up.
I know. I really appreciate that defined which revolution that was involving, because there was one that got the country free from Spain, which was the Spanish-American War.
That was the one.
And then there was the one that sunk the country into communism and utter poverty, and the reason that I'm here.
Yes, that was not the one.
He was the good one.
The first one is the one. I was thinking of there. Okay.
Well, Armando, how are things? How are things in South Florida? Are you surprised Miami did not trade away more guys really do more than just fire GM Chris Greer? What's the landscape in Miami right now?
Yeah, there's a definite, I would say, disappointment that it was sold as things are going to happen, and then only one thing happened. They traded Jalen Phillips to the Philadelphia Eagles, and it wasn't, you know, blockbuster-ish. There was no first-round pick involved. There was no second-round pick involved. So there was that. Jalen Phillips is a good player. But, you know, obviously he is on an expiring contract. The issue down here is that Bradley Chubb is still on the team, and he is a very expensive, older player than what Jalen Phillips was, and equally not durable. Mm-hmm. And by, what I mean by not durable is, you know, he's got an injury history that's as long as my arm. And good player, wonderful player, but often not a player on the field. This year he's played all the games, so that's fine. But when you've got a big contract for a 29-year-old, soon-to-be 30-year-old, you know, player that obviously is making a lot of money, there's not a ton of teams that want to pay a high value for it, so the Dolphins just decided to keep him. The other guy was Jalen Waddle. There was a lot of action on him and a lot of interest on him, but nobody wanted to give up a first-round pick, and the Dolphins weren't interested in selling
Right, anything but that, right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they weren't also interested in selling inside the division.
So, yeah, right. So we just, as we were introducing you, the we had a clip that played, maybe it was last segment before the top of the hour break here, Armando. We had a clip from Brandon Bean that referenced that. Like, the teams inside the division set the prices so high, and he seemed frustrated by that. I wonder if the Bills were a team that called Miami about Waddle. We've heard them attached to high end of the market receivers and even like more mid tier guys like Jacoby Myers or Rashid Shaheed. But I wonder if Waddle, you know, would have been of interest to the Bills. He would have been of interest to me, that's
or,
for sure.
Or Phillips, by the way. The Patriots reportedly were also in on him. Maybe that was a division thing.
Look, the trading inside the division is like a stick of dynamite. And Dolphins ownership has had it's like a cartoon, and they've had sticks of dynamite blow up in their face a lot. And so I think that they weren't all that enthused about, you know, improving a team that they're trying to beat and failing at miserably already.
So was there my guess from the outside here, Armando, was when they fired Chris Greer, it was, we want someone objective to just sell off these parts, not someone who signed any of these guys to the contracts or drafted them or has emotional ties, any kind of relationship at all. Just sell things, stockpile assets, and let's go. And that one of two things happened. That was a terrible read of the situation from afar, or they just could not get the prices that they wanted. Which of those do you think is more likely?
So two things. Number one, they were conducting a yard sale, not a fire sale. And the difference is, you know, they wanted good value in return for their guys instead of we'll sell you pennies on the dollar.
Right.
Or minor draft picks on the talent, so to speak. That's number one. Number two, the Dolphins have for a long time been – I don't want to say victims because they created their own situation by hiring the people that they hired. Look, there are ways to conduct business in the NFL, and the typical way is that people conduct business and leaders conduct business is by doing what they believe to be in the best interest of the football team. But there comes a time when some folks want to do what's in the best interest of them, themselves. And the agenda becomes, I don't want to get fired. And in the case of Chris Greer, for example, you had a general manager who needed to win, knew that he needed to win, and so therefore wasn't anxious to lose talent that would, you know, help him to win. Mm-hmm. Hadn't helped him so far, but there's always tomorrow, right? And always the next game. So obviously he was asked for a plan to conducting a yard sale, and that wasn't a very good plan.
Right.
His plan was, I don't really want to get rid of a lot of guys. And so they brought in the interim, Champ Kelly, and it turns out that he only got rid of one guy. So even the firing kind of backfired. And the amazing thing is they were trying to get rid of talent at the same time that they were telling Coach Mike McDaniel, you're staying and we need you to win so that you can stay longer. So win with less, although you haven't won with more previously. It's a back-assword kind of situation in Miami. And so now you understand why the Dolphins are going to be drafting very high next offseason when April rolls around.
I do want to at least acknowledge that there is a game Sunday here between the Bills and Dolphins, and it's not like an absolute guarantee that the Bills will win this game. We're not after the season here, but it's such a fascinating topic, all of this. Here you have the Jets, who maybe made some concession to their situation that the Dolphins didn't. Maybe that's just too easy to say. You mentioned Bradley Chubb earlier. I apologize for not remembering how you felt when they made that move. I mean, the Dolphins were pretty good there for a couple of years in the playoffs, and that was, you know, maybe a kind of a classic, we'll worry about the future later, here's a guy who can make an impact. I just remember most people thinking it was a crazy idea for what they paid for him, and now maybe they wanted to move him, but nobody wanted him, like you said, for the money, and they maybe stopped a little bit short in terms of like what they were willing to do. Do you have a thought on that?
Here's my thought. So the Dolphins gave up a first-round pick for Bradley Chubb, right? Plus like a fourth-round pick plus a player, Chase Edmonds, which, you know, is out of the league now.
Yep.
So at the time, Dolphin fans were thinking, oh, my God, this is great. This is awesome. Except that this is what happened as a result. Bradley Chubb had a couple of years in which he was injured. And it didn't pan out the way that they thought it would pan out. The first round pick that the Dolphins gave the Denver Broncos, they used to trade to the New Orleans Saints so that they could hire Sean Payton.
Right.
In that same draft, the Dolphins forfeited their first round pick. They would have had two, by the way, in that draft. They forfeited their other first-round pick, not for Bradley Chubb, because owner Stephen Ross was caught tampering, trying to, you know, convince Tom Brady to come to the Dolphins, trying to convince who to coach them? Sean Payton.
Yeah.
So... basically, the Dolphins in 2023 sat on their hands in the first round because the front office allowed a first-round pick to go out the door that the Broncos used to hire a future Hall of Fame coach. And the other first-round pick was forfeited because ownership tried to misuse the rules of the game to tamper with a future Hall of Fame coach.
That's sordid and messy are words.
Sordid is a good word.
Armando, what of Mike McDaniel now? I mean, we talked before the Thursday night game in week 3 It felt like the Dolphins were already at a breaking point. They showed up and played a very, in my eyes, respectable game in that game. And, you know, we know, you know, the record, and, you know, they've had the odd moment here, but mostly it's been bad. Yet McDaniel is still there standing. Is there anyone that you know that's around this team or around the league that doesn't think he's getting fired at the end of the year?
Well, around the team, yeah, there's people that think he's got a shot. Around the league, nobody. It's like, but you see, here's the problem, and one of the problems with the Miami Dolphins. Around the league, people think logically. Around the team, around the team is a different matter altogether. Look, last year, they went to New York with a chance to make the playoffs if they won and like three other things happened. And one of those three other things didn't happen. And so they played the Jets, who were terrible, if you remember, and they got beat by the Jets. And in the fourth quarter of that game, Tyreek Hill quit.
Oh, right.
He just decided, I'm done. And after the game, he talked about needing to do what was best for Tyreek. Again, the Dolphins' culture of doing what's best for you, not the team.
Yeah.
And he's talking about, you know, if that involves being traded, then whatever, man, as he walks off. The point being this, after that game in which the team gave up its, you know, one of its highest priced players quit, they lost, they didn't make the playoffs for the second year in a row, and it was an utter disappointment. Like, 4 hours later, the owner says, we're running it back. We're on the right course. Released that in a statement when most people around the league were expecting changes. You know, the firing of Chris Greer comes 10 seasons after he was hired. They never won a playoff game under Chris Greer's general managership. And Chris Greer is a nice guy and all that, but they never won a playoff game. He was the general manager from 2016 to 2025, and they never won a playoff game with him as the general manager. Oh, by the way, they also fired a couple of coaches in that time.
Right.
One of which he hired. And this one's on the, you know, on the chopping block. And yet, you know, he stuck around. So that is a narrative of how the Dolphins, the New England Patriots, they dominated the AFC East for a bunch of years, 17, 18 years that they won it in a row or whatever. During that time, they had a lot of help. During that time, the Buffalo Bills were bad. During that time, the Miami Dolphins were, you know, not as bad, but bad. And the New York Jets were a joke. Right now, what we've had until this year has been the New York Jets remain really bad. The Dolphins are, their theme song is, you know, that's their team fight song.
Thank you for that.
Yes. And the Patriots went into the Bill Belichick, went suddenly senile phase, and then Tom Brady left and Belichick couldn't win a game to save his life. Now they've recovered. But the point being, you need help to be dominant, at least in the AFC East, when you're going to run 5, 6, 7 years winning the division in a row. The Bills have had that help. The help may be over because Mike Vrabel knows what he's doing. But definitely, they continue to get that help from the Dolphins and so far from the Jets.
Armando, before you go, just a zooming out look at the AFC. The many times we've talked, mostly, at least for the last few years, the song has remained the same at the top of the conference, like the top tier. Now you've got Indianapolis, New England, Denver. I mean, are you sooner expecting Buffalo or Kansas City to make it through the AFC or someone else?
Well, so can we agree there are no super teams this year, right? If the New England Patriots and the Indianapolis Colts have the best record with the Denver Broncos in the conference, raise your hand if you knew that was happening 9 games in, because I certainly did not. You know, the Indianapolis Colts with Daniel Jones? Really? And God bless him. He's playing well, not this last Sunday, but he's playing well. Good for him. You know, they are now committed, basically, to going for it because they just gave up 2 first-round picks for a cornerback. That means they're not going to be drafting a quarterback. So he's their guy.
Right.
That's the power? That's the epicenter of power? Drake May? Suddenly really good, and he's going to be good, by the way. But suddenly, like, all of a sudden really good, and they're still going to be adding. And Bo Nix and the Broncos, they have a great defense. Who haven't I mentioned? I haven't mentioned the Kansas City Chiefs. The Bills are in – this is going to freak people out. They're in the second tier of that conversation. Right now, they might not be by the end of the year, but right now, and it looked really bad, you know, just at the bye, because when you're so-called starting over, or, you know, and you've lost 2 in a row, that didn't look so great. But it's weird, and I have no clue who's going to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. And if you told me any of 5 teams to do it, I would say, okay, I can see that.
All right, Armando. Well, it's always a pleasure. Any questions for us? We don't want to seem rude not letting you ask us anything.
Well, so who was the 3rd president of Cuba?
I can't even tell you the 2nd.
You're breaking up.
Yeah. Here I thought I was doing well with Tomas Estrada Palma, but guess what? No, I just set myself up.
That was amazing. That was like... That was stunning.
We have written letters by him in our house. I won't tell you where, but somewhere in our house.
That's amazing. God bless.
Thank you, Armando. Always a pleasure. Anytime we get to talk.
All right, guys. Be well.
Bye-bye. Armando Salguero on the West Her Hotline. Legendary NFL scribe, Bulldog. I know you like that word. You sort of raised the bar with sordid.
Sure.
And I wanted to get scribe in.
Man, I love when we've got the time and he's got the time to, like, spin a tale like he did about the Bradley Chubb and the draft picks and all the just the ramifications of the meeting on the boat with Brady, and they wanted Peyton, and all. Just what a mess that organization is right now. What a mess.
Not an accident sometimes.
No,
team
right.
Stinks always. 8:03:05:50, the trade deadline has passed. Did Brandon Bean flat out say that he was hoping to make a trade in the division? We got into that with Armando a little bit, too, and have been running one of the clips from Bean today. Sal Capaccio at 5, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Lines are open. This is WGR.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The trade deadline's hard because you're trying to be, what is the fit? What is their mental capacity? You know, you see talented players that have been in systems for years and it took them a little time to get going, but now they're rolling. But that doesn't mean you can drop them right in your system and they pick up right kind of where they left off.
Well, they wouldn't have to. Bills GM Brandon Bean there. Fans still, not all of them, would be reeling from yesterday's
really
lack of movement, but... We certainly are hearing from a lot of people who are frustrated. 803-0550 is the number. I was very frustrated by the Blue Jays loss. One thing, getting into them, going to game two, watching almost every pitch of the World Series, really feeling it, meant was that I can't wear my full wardrobe because I'm not like such a diehard Blue Jays fan. Like this Astros shirt, I would never have worn during the playoffs.
Right, you had to shelve that for a while. Yeah,
but today right. I decided it was back. It was time.
You did, and I the chat on the YouTube or the Twitch.
Yes,
they noticed that you did a laundry because I noticed off the air I brought it up, but somebody in the chat said this is like 2 days out of three the Blue Jay shirt. I think you got a new Blue Jay shirt and you
last
wore
week?
It. Yeah,
that's whenever, right.
You wore it like on a Monday and then a Wednesday right away.
That's again. Right. And I thought about that before when I put it on after the laundry run. I thought, is this too soon? I mean, sometimes you wear clothes. This has been my experience in life. You wear clothes, then you wash them. Usually my laundry time like today is in the morning when my kids are out of the house. And then,
they're
clean. I'd like to wear this. It's clean,
right?
But I wore it yesterday, so I can't.
I've always been very conscientious about that, even predating the Twitch and the YouTube. But now I definitely think about it. Because, you know, like you, yeah, I got like a pile of shirts that I'll do a load of wash. And then the next day, like, all right, time to go. And like, oh, wait, too recent. You have enough other garments that you can find something else to put on. You don't look like somebody who wears the same clothes all the time.
Well, I wear.
Although, I am.
I probably do.
I am pretty repetitive. I can tell you that.
I wear the Astro shirt with the orange shorts. So today,
still the shorts.
Still the shorts. I think I'm going to ride it out. Like forever. Funerals. Certain outings, maybe not like Friday night, maybe pants.
Yeah, we have a.
I know what I'll do. I'll wash the shirt again and then wear the orange pants with the Astro shirt on Friday night. No, I mean, I'm enjoying shorts life. It really, no sandals today because it's wet.
Yeah.
And that gets annoying. So I'm wearing sneakers that give me a blister.
I shouldn't talk. I've like segued into just like whatever. The joggers, I guess. These are glorified sweatpants. They've got, there's three holes in the thigh from last winter. I was snow blowing and I got, I brushed up against the muffler and burned a hole in these pants. I'm still wearing them to work, which is pretty
embarrassing.
Lazy, embarrassing. Like I definitely could do better, but I'm not.
Whatever. Even with the cameras, even with the advent of streaming video, we're still just like the same.
I think I'm going to stop short of standing up and showing everyone where the holes in the thigh of these pants are. I don't think I need to do that.
That's a decision only you can make.
Yeah.
Here is Ken with us. Hello.
Yeah, hey, guys. I'll give you a little bit of a break on the trade deadline talk here. And I point out, check my work here, but I believe if the Bills win this weekend, they will have evened the all-time series with the Dolphins. And I find that remarkable because they were underwater and wanted to just share some reflections on that from my youth. I seem to recall that it was like 34-7-1 at one point, like kind of coming out of 83. And I was just emerging into my sports awareness at that point. And what happened? Our quarterback left town. He came back, obviously. We all love him. What were we left with in Buffalo? 2-14 teams, and the Bills blacked out. So I saw more Dolphins games in those years than Bills. And so I'm ashamed to admit it, but I was a Dolphins fan. I've since turned it around, guys. You know, I'm a Bills fan now.
Okay.
But what that meant was, in my family, my grandparents had four season tickets, and they would take us, my cousins or my aunt, my dad, my uncle. And so I got the Dolphins game, and I have this vivid memory. My dad would always buy me the program, and I would go to the series, and I was at the point where, okay, what does this 34-7-1 mean? You know, and what's the one? And, you know, he'd be like, well, that's a tie. And, okay, what's a tie, Dad? You know, that type of thing. And then the question to my dad was, wow, that's really bad. You know, and then he had to explain the whole 0 for the 70s. And this was after tailgating with my uncle, who was lamenting that Don Shula was on the competition committee. So just a few of my reactions to memories from my youth and how it's remarkable that we have the potential to even the series. And I think the all-time Bills record is approaching 500, which, there's there's the Levy era, there's the McDermott era that is largely responsible for that. So kind of neat that we're going to even the series if we get a win.
Yes, it's true if you include the playoffs. In the regular season, this would not, a win here would not tie it. But if you include the playoffs, it would. The Bills have won 14 of the last 15 against Miami. It was a 7-game winning streak, the loss on the surface of the sun, and then 7 more, also including playoffs, the two, I think, two playoff games? One playoff game. Skylar Thompson.
Right.
So 14-1 in the last 15. The Bills not only went, I'm just looking this up while you were talking, 0-20 in the 70s, but from 1980 through 86, that's 14 meetings. They went 3-11 in those games. So it's 3-31 in those 31 games.
Right.
In those 34 games, rather. And the Bills won the first three ever meetings with the Dolphins all easily. The Dolphins were an expansion team, and they were easy to beat. So, yeah, interesting series, I guess, that's almost tied. If you include playoffs. I don't think you should for this, but you can. It's not that serious a matter.
Yeah.
New England. I don't know the all-time series. We're probably down in that to New England. But maybe in 20 years we'll be caught up.
Yeah, or they might have had a healthy lead going into the 2000s.
I'll get it for you.
The
Bills are 50-79-1. In the regular season, 1-1 in the playoffs. against 1-1. Oh, the AFL, 63.
Okay.
So 51-80 all time against the Patriots. That's not close to turning.
Yeah, so I was wrong on that. That maybe they had a lead going into the 2000s. That's tough. Wow.
We had a call a couple of days ago from a longtime listener of ours, someone we're both fans of, Ange Coniglio. And I just sort of butted in the conversation, like I'll do, to mention the patch the Chiefs wear on their jerseys, the AFL commemorative patch that they've always worn. And Ange was behind that. If you don't know, I didn't properly identify him because we're talking to him like, you know, you're supposed to know who Ange is. But, you know, he's been a caller of ours for many years. We've both gotten to know him. And if you watch the, what's the name of the series? It's a 5-part series about the history of the AFL. You can watch it on YouTube
Full
now.
Full Color Football?
Full Color Football. Ange is in that. Like, he's interviewed about AFL history and the patch, the story is shown, and he describes how it came to be. And always wanted more for the AFC teams, the AFL teams, than what they got.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Out of the settlement. And we talked on Monday, I guess, up after the Chief game, and I mentioned, you know, it'd be nice if the Bills, or I mentioned the Chief patch, and it came up like the idea of the Bills wearing one in the new stadium, like the Chiefs one, only the Chiefs one has the initials LH for Lamar Hunt. And I got an email Monday night from Ange, basically a CC to a letter he wrote, or an email he wrote Mary Wilson Monday after talking to us.
Okay.
Proposing the Bills with a picture of it, like a design.
The patch. Yeah.
Of the patch. And I just love the way Ange did it, because he wasn't trying to, you know, he went to Mrs. Wilson first. Right? That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Because you'd want, if you're a guy like this, you'd want her approval, her consent.
Right, right.
So I love that. And I said, if you need anything for me, I'm here for it. Yeah. I think it would be a great thing for the Bills to have that, although some are going to say it's like copying the Chiefs.
Yeah.
But I would love to see it.
Yeah. Yeah. We go way, way, way back. He used to call my old nighttime show, Ange did, when I worked at WBEN. And when my wife and I got married in the summer of 99, and we held the reception, in Ridgeway, Ontario, which is very near Crystal Beach. And by that point, I had known, like, Ange used to call the show, and in the winter, like during football season, it would be Ange and Amherst. And then in the summertime, spring and summertime, it was Ange and Crystal Beach. And I remember telling him this maybe even years later with you in the room. I don't remember if this will ring a bell to you, but I know I told him on the air eventually that, like, the wedding was approaching, and I didn't know how to get in touch with him. You know, I mean, we didn't know each other well, and he called my radio show. So I didn't know how to reach out to him, but I had the thought, like, at some point leading up to the actual wedding reception, that, man, I would love to invite Ange to this. Like, I wish I had a way, because at the time, not knowing it was going to be a Sabres game and that lots of the people in the media who I were hoping to have attend my wedding were not going to be there because they're going to be working. I thought, like, he'd get a kick out of, like, Larry Felzer and Vic Carrillo, like, these people that I worked with at the time that were invited and were going to come to the wedding, and then they ended up not coming because of the hockey game. Like, even all the football guys worked. I mean, the Sabres from the Stanley Cup Finals. It was, like, all hands on deck at the paper then, at really every media outlet. So, but I remember thinking, man, he's right here. Like, he'd love this, like, to just come and have a drink with these guys. Mm-hmm. But we never got it together, obviously. But anyway, so I've known him that long, like, since, whatever, 95. It's a long,
pretty
long
good
time. Yeah.
Pretty good. We'll talk to Sal at 5. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.